We are learning with Sechas Erev in Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we started yesterday a sugya of Ahu Avarnika, which there are two pshatim in Rashi. We were going with Rashi's second pshat. That there's Avarnika, the Havli Reish Kalusa. Reish Kalusa had this gazebo that he used to like eating in there. It's a little hot. The Havli Reish Kalusa of Bustane. So we're starting again from four lines from the bottom of Chav Hayam Abayz, just to chaz over again. There was a little Avarnika that the Reish Kalusa had in the Bustane. Bustane is an orchard which is not hukka for dira, just trees. And trees alone is not hukka for dira. And we spoke out that even though we saw 2 days ago that trees are no problem, because you can sit under trees, that is only if you have something that's hukka for dira already. And you want to mevatel it, so if you put crops there or seeds there, that's mevatel the dira. Trees are not mevatel dira, but trees itself are not called dira. So a bustane, which is an orchard, is not called hukka for dira. Now in this orchard, you had this little hut that they used to sit there, take the clothing off there, take the jackets off, and sit there in this bustani. So the Reish Kalusa wanted to eat there this Shabbos, one Shabbos. You know, I want to eat there. So he told Omli Rav Huna Bar Chinna, 11 Nam and Mar to Kanto, Lamacha Necha Nam Ha'asam. You know, do something to make sure you're the rabbi, make sure you take care of us, that I'll be able to eat there and carry through the bustani, carry my food, my Shabbos food, to the Avarnika on Shabbos. Also, Ovid Kona Kona Pachas Mesoysha. He went ahead and made a pathway with lovud. He made these little poles within three tefachim of each other. I made a little pathway, and therefore you carry in the pathway because less than base is sign. And he made a pathway from the house to the avurnika, to the gazebo. What?
Will it be mapped to the rest of the orchard?
Huh?
Will it be mapped to the rest of the
orchard? No, of course not, because there's a little pathway. And that's not going to matter. No, it's only going to be mapped to that thing. And you go through that. Also, Rava Shafinu. So going Rashi second shot, remember? Also Rava Shafinu. Rava went and took it down because he held, you don't need it. What do you mean? You have a gazebo here. So if it's a gazebo here, so it's hukka v'dira. So he took it down. Also Rav Papa Rav Huna Rav Yeshua and Akhtinu v'masrei. Rav Papa Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, which were Tamidei Rava, they not only, they went ahead and took away the raw materials, so therefore, Rav Huna v'chinna shouldn't put it back up. Akhtinu v'masrei, they moved it away, so it shouldn't put it back up. They took away all the raw materials. And now, the before Shabbos, there was nothing here. Lamachar, tomorrow, next day on Shabbos, before the Reish Kalusa has a chance to go to eat, you know, to go eat in his gazebo, Eisver Ravina Rava, Ravina has a kasha on Rava. Rava, you said that this is Hukka Vadira. So the problem is it's not true, because there's a brisa regarding Truman. Truman Allah is that if you have a enclosure, a closure of a city or a closure of a house, that place there are four amos, you only start counting Tumim from out of that place. So it depends, when you have a city with a wall, it depends when the wall was put up. If it's a new city, you count from the houses. V'yashana, old city, mechamos from the wall. What explains the Brice, what does this mean? Ezu chadasha v'ezu yashana. Chadasha means shahukfa. They first made a wall, they started making a city, they made a wall around it. And after they put the houses up, there, you don't count from the wall. Why not? Because the wall was not hukka for dira. There was no dira yet. There was no houses yet. You count from the houses. Yeshana, which means it was first houses. Then later on, they were worried about intruders. They put up a wall. To then, it's hukka for dira. Yashva, b'soif hukva. Yeshana is yashva, b'soif hukva. V'hai nami, this case also, they asked Rava, the gazebo happened after the wall. So it's hukva, b'soif yashva. So it's not hukka for dira, dami. So the first question they asked Rabbi, he said, you don't need this little partition here to get you through because it's hukka v'dira. Why? Because you have a gazebo. He says, what do you mean? The gazebo happened afterwards. It's not hukka v'dira. That was kasha number one. And they asked him two more kashas. The ones who asked the kashas, the next two kashas, are the Tamidim themselves who took away the wall. Only Rav Papa, Rabbi, look at the top of the arm, Rav Papa is one of the Tamidim who took away the wall. Rav Papa tells Rabbi, only Rav Papa, Rabbi, Amar Rav Asi, Mechitzas Adarkalin. The halach is mechitza darklin is a mechitza put up for the people who do construction because they need shade. So they put up like a little mechitza that should be shady while doing construction or for tznius. Lo yishma mechitza. It's not called mechitza. Here also the tining. Al mekimen tznius avida le'av mechitza. Here also he's tining that this gazebo is only like tznius. It's not really made to live in. It's just made to. It's just temporary type of house. Not a real house. So the second kasha is, even if you would say it was there first, it's not a called dira. This thing is just tznius, which Rashi learns what tznius means, that it's a temporary aray dika type of structure. And therefore, it's not enough to become called a house. Hachanami came and snew. So here also by this Avarna caused gazebo. Avida is snew. Avida have mechitza. That's the second taina. And the third taina is the next guy. Amalei Rav Huna, which is the other Talmud. Amalei Rav Huna brei Rav Shula Rava. Another the third kasha Rava. Vam Rav Huna mechitza asui lenachas lo yishma mechitza. A mechitza is made for nachas, not called mechitza. Which means just to watch things in it is not called a mechitza. That's what nachas means. It's just made to watch things in it. It's not called a mechitza. How do we know that? Because you have a story. The Rabba Baravua Ma'arvle Lekula Machuza Arsaisa Arsaisa Mishum Peri De Beituri. Machuza was a city that was not walled. It had, let's say, for example, a bunch of different mavis, and all the mavis had walls around it. Now, in between, let's say it had three mavis, like the picture makes. Between the three mavis, between two, in between one and two, and two and three, they had these big pits. That's where they, like, holes in the ground, ditches. And in there, they kept the Michael Behemoth. They kept the food for the behemoths in there. Now, that place also had a wall. And that wall, it was combined all the walls of the city. But the problem is, those walls shouldn't, are not hook of a deer. Why? Those walls just to protect the food. And that's called walls that are for Shemira, not for Dira. And therefore, they couldn't make an Erev in the whole entire city because it wasn't one big mechitza. They had to make each neighborhood separate Erev because these Tefsekim in between were not walled because the wall didn't count there because the wall was just made for the animal food. So Rabbi Avu, Ma'arle, Kula Machuza, Arsaisa, Arsaisa, that means neighborhoods, different neighborhoods, Mishum Peri de Beituri, because Peri is also another ditch. Of the ditch, of the food, of the shark, of the cows. But Peri de Beituri can mechitza asur l'nachas, damya. And Peri de Beituri, what's the reason is, that what's the reason the mechitza doesn't work? It's mechitza asur l'nachas. And here also, he's tying that this gazebo also was made l'nachas. Rashi says, in the big Rashi that says this pshat, he says, this avarnika really is made, the reason why it has walls is because they want to take off the talis, they want to take off their jackets, they want to be chilled out there, and therefore, it's not really the nachas, the whole protection is really the nachas. So therefore, your third question, again, it's not even a good avarnika, so therefore, we have three tanyas. First of all, it happened afterwards, second of all, it's a tzniya, second of all, nachas. So he told Rava, what do you mean, we can't carry here, we don't have a hukah adira. And what happened? The Reis Glusa didn't have a Shabbos Suda. He had to eat a Shabbos Suda in his house, couldn't eat it there. Kori Aleha Lai Reis Glusa. The Reis Glusa said on the Talmidim, Chacham Heima Lahara, Valheit Vlayadu. Look, these two Talmidim, what do they do on Shabbos? They have kashas. Before Shabbos, they didn't think of the kashas. They took away the pieces. They say, they're Chachamim to make problems, they're not Chachamim to do anything good. That's the Reis Glusa said on them. That is all the Suga for the second shot in Rashi. Since it's Rashi, I just want to speak out the first pshat in Rashi. And the first, so outside, less than a minute. The first pshat in Rashi is a whole different pshat, the opposite pshat. For Rashi, the first pshat is, Avarnika was a tree that they sat under. And they had this bustana, that was, and one of the trees, was a big tree they sat under. So the Reish Lakish said, I want to eat under the tree on Shabbos. Can you help make hukah v'dira? So Rava said, yeah, make a hut with the kana, which means make a hut. Make a hut for the shomer to sleep in, and now you'll have a dira, hook of a dira. That's what Rava said. That's what Rav Huna said, not Rava. That's what Rav Huna said. Make a hut and make a hook of a dira. Rava came and took it down. Why? Because Rava held that's not enough. You're doing it too late. You're making now the hut. So Rava took it down because he held it wasn't good. And Rav Huna and the two Tavid, Rav Huna, took away the stuff. Eitzvah Avinu Rava is a raya to Rava. Listen, Eitzvah is a raya to Rava. He brought a raya to Rava that putting up a hut is too late afterwards. And another raya to Rava was that it's only Latznias, because it's a little hot. And another raya is only Lanachas. So all raya to Rava. And the Gemara ends off, Chacham Laharav Lelehetiv. So the problem with the Pshat is that the other Rishon, Rashi didn't ask anything on the Pshat, but the other Rishon asked, first of all, it's not called Chacham Laharav Lelehetiv. He didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing started. No Eitzah started over here. There was no Eitzah because they had the kasha. They were being a riot, Rav. It's number one. Also, Eitzvah is a little shver. Eitzvah usually means a kasha and a riot. That's why, like second pshat, ikam pshat. Those are two pshat in the sugya. So, tomorrow about that. Send our Mishnah. Om Rav Eloi, Shemati Rav Eliezer, Philo Beis Kurtz. Rav Eloi said, I heard from Rav Eliezer that a karfif that's not hook of a dira, you carry more than Beis Asayim. You carry up to a core. Kor is 30 saw. Arba Mishnah is only 2 saw. He says, Rav Yosef Shem Lezik have 30 saw. Zok the Gemara, Masisim Doi Kechananya. Our mission is not like Chananya. That says that the top level is base core. The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Chananya, we have a filiyar bottom saw. Chananya said it could be even 40 saw. Kestratya shel melech, like the backyard of a king. So he says even more. We know it has to be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the shita, because no one else has more. So he's saying it's more than 30 saw. It's 40 saw. On Rabbi Yechonah, Mishnei Mikra, that really what it means is, the child is, but Chananya is no Shaykh Shabbat, that's what I'm trying to ask over here. What do you want? He's a base core, he said 40, so why is it not like that? So, it must, because it seems like the top share in our Mishnah is the base core. He was saying Chananya, no, it's the biggest share, that's 40, so. And the reason why Gemara brings this down is because they both learn from the same Pasuk. On Rabbi Yechonah, Mishnei Mikra, Echadarshu. They both learn that either 30 saw or 40 saw learned from the same Pasuk. Why? The Pasuk says, but Yeshayahu Hanavi came to visit Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not have children because he saw b'nevuah that he's going to have Menashe, and therefore he did not have children. And Yeshayahu came to tell him that he's Chayiv Misa and he's going to die. That's what Yeshayahu came. And it says in the Pasuk that before Yeshayahu even had a chance to get out of the house, he's only in the backyard, he already got a nevuah. No, and whatever that because Chizkiyahu did tshuva, and before he even got to the back, he's in the backyard. He didn't get out of the house yet. He's still in the backyard. He had a new nevuah. Go back to Chizkiyahu and tell him he's going to live. That was the pasuk says. Vahi Yeshayahu lo yotza chotzar ati chayna udvar Hashem hayolav lemar. And the pasuk is a kriya ksiv. It says lo yotza ha'ir hati chayna, and that's the ksiv, which means that says in the Torah, and you read it chotzer. Zok the Gemara inside. Amr Yechim, Shnei Mekra HaDar, Shnei says in the Pasuk, Vehi Yashiyahu lo yotza, it says a ksiv ha'ir, chotza ha'tichayna, ksiv ha'ir, it says in the Pasuk ha'ir, v'karinan chotza, and we know it's a backyard, because it says ha'tichayna, doesn't say ha'chitzayna, it says tichayna, which means the backyard, and it calls it a chotza, and it calls it ha'ir. What's pshat? Teretz is, mekan l'strat yashal melech, shiyahu ki yara etzpeinis. But you see from here, the backyards of kings were the same size as small cities. But my commitment, what's machlekes from Chananya and Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer? Mar Sava Yoris Beinis Havim Beis Kor. Some hold that small cities are middle sized cities are the size of 30 saw. Mar Sava Mem Saw Divan Yem holds 40 saw Havion. So that's the machlekes Chananya how big a chotzer is. Because it's called a chotzer. This is the limit of a chotzer. It's 40 saw, 30 saw. How to learn this pasuk. So the Gemara, what is Yeshayahu doing there? And the question really is, why did he go out to the backyard? Why did he go out to the front yard? Why is he going to the backyard? He's leaving the palace, going to the backyard. Why is he doing that? So Gemara says, Chizkiyahu got sick already. And Yeshayahu was going to the back. And he went to open the yeshiva near his house, because it's chus for the chayla. You see from here that tamachachom to get sick, you should make a yeshiva near his door, and therefore it will be a chus for him to get better. And the Gemara ends, but it's not true. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to make a yeshiva there, because you are enticing the Malcham of it. So you show, I'm learning right here, so you shouldn't do that. It'll make him even angrier, and therefore you shouldn't do it. You're going to ask me, so why Yeshayahu do it? So Masha asks the Kasha. So Masha says, Nira the Koya Tam Chokmash Chol, Shein Hosh Luma Yeshiva Shom Hai Taim the Giru. Av Chizkiyahu Lo Shayach Le Gruye, why not? Kivin the Shkvar Nigza Lof Shiyomvas, Kamash Nivla Yeshayahu, so it makes no difference. Masha says like this, as a person who's sick, you know, you're not sure he's going to die, not die, don't put a yeshiva there. It's not such a big schush, because you might make the Malach Mavis angry. Chizkiyahu was supposed to die. He was dead. He was a dead person. So they didn't lose anything making yeshiva. They had nothing to lose. That's why he left making yeshiva there. What?
What did they do
with him? Fill a cherub chada al tzavari. But it couldn't be worse than it was. So therefore, that's what Masha says, they could do it. Well, Maisa, it turned out that Hashem had a nevuah right then, because he did tshuva, he taka lived, he taka had Menashe, and that's how it was. Everyone knows all the famous Torah, that the Hadik Kafsha Rachman Alamali, that he had a mitzvah, he couldn't worry about having a Rasha, and I and Brisker Rav, beginning of Paris, has told us.